Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Let's talk about mothballs. I hear there's only one legal use for them.
Well, Tony, I'm glad we're talking about this. I have some very important information to share with everybody. Mothballs are pesticides. That means they should only be used according to the label, just like any other pesticide. While you've possibly heard about using them for other purposes, I caution you that that can be dangerous, and you need to be careful when using them. Mothballs are sold as solids, and they give off gas that kills moths and other insects. They're meant to be used in closed, airtight containers so that the fumes are trapped. If mothballs are used out in the open, they can harm people, your pets, and wildlife.
How are they regulated?
Well, Tony, mothballs are regulated by the Environmental Protection Agency. The product label will specify exactly where and how you can legally use them. We want folks to be careful with any pesticide they use, including mothballs. Make sure you read all the instructions, folks.
What are some symptoms of exposure?
Well, mothballs can affect your health if the exposure is high enough, Tony. They're dangerous if they're chewed or eaten. You know, children, pets, wildlife may mistake them for food or candy. So you need to be, you know, ever watchful. They can cause serious health consequences in humans, from headaches to nausea to dizziness. If you suspect someone has been exposed, you should call the Poison Control Center. And remember to always be cautious around pesticides.
And I know we used to say put them in the gas tank to increase fuel economy.
I hadn't heard that one.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.